break as Tip's got a straight and two in front. Hell Yeah Bolt is quickly after at the outside, and Hell Yeah Bolt. Hell Yeah Bolt sprints past them, and Hell Yeah Bolt goes on to score.
Now, on Taz Racing Talk, time to talk Greyhounds.
Group 1 racing in Greyhound World in Tasmania this week with the running of the Tatsbet Hobart 1000, one of the time-honoured events on the Greyhound calendar around Australia, and a man who's pretty excited about it all, Greg Fay. How are you, Greg?
Yeah, I'm good, Shane.
Now, the club's worked hard over the past 12 months to put together the Hobart 1000 again this year. It's a 12-month of the year job, I'm sure, and would have to be very happy with the field assembled.
Oh, fabulous field. You expect it being the only Group 1 race on a U-turn track in the city in Australia, and we get special dogs come every year. I mean, you look, 3 years ago, Dynatron won it and was the national greyhound of the year. Paulicking won it last year and beat Black Magic Opal, who at that stage was the most highly rated dog in Australia. And, you know, you just keep going back and you'll see the big names, and not all of them won either.
No, there's been a few that have come and been conquered.
Well, I think our greatest claim to fame was probably in the year 2000, the last running of it as a Group 2, when Brett Lee came and was beaten in the final by Top Shiraz, not a bad dog to beat you, mind you. And then the very next year, Black Caleb, the great Tasmanian dog of Alan Clark's, was too good for Classic Capri, the other very big name from Victoria. And since then, with the Group 1, we've won it four times. Black Caleb, Regent Thunder, Ralph the Mouth won the last one at the showgrounds. And since it's been to Elwick, there have been eight runnings, and we've only won one of them, Little Spaniard. But we've also run second with Avalon Chief, Topline Doovie, Rewind twice in a row. So we've been very competitive.
And the race has always held a special place in the national scene.
Certainly has. It became worth £500 to the winner when the first Hobart 1000 1939, which was miles the biggest race in Australia, in 1946 when it was the first running for £1,000. That was so far the biggest race in Australia, it wasn't funny. And when the Melbourne Cup started in 1956, it was worth £500. Well, the Hobart 1000 had been worth £1,000 for a decade prior to that. So, you know, certainly, traditionally, it goes back as the biggest race for the longest amount of time. And this year, it'll be Hobart 1000 number 78.
78, and it looks a beauty. We have the heats from last week to look at. Senior Slammer, who's been flying of late in Tasmania, stepped up to the plate and took out heat number one.
Yeah, he's a mighty dog, isn't he? Since Gary Johnson and Robin Johnson got this fellow from Victoria, he's just put the foot down more and more the more he's raced. He's now won 20 from 45. He's won 8 from 14 at Hobart. And he is a two-time winner off box 8, which he's drawn in the final. He was just too good for Hecate Bell in the heat. He had to work a little bit to get across a bit hot rusty. And then late in the race, Hecate Bell came quickly, but he held her off and won by a nose. The 26-23. The times last week weren't as good as normal because there was a fair bit of wind about, and he can get down as low as 25-88.
Well, Dinah Villa got down low, that's for sure, in the next heat, heat number two, running a time of 25.94.
Yeah, which was very similar to the time it ran one out in its trial the week before. Look, Dinah Villa won the Melbourne Cup, and that makes it, you know, a great dog. It's won 15 from 24, taking nothing away from Dinah Villa other than to say, I reckon it's a better dog on a circle. Two-turn form is very good anyway. It had box four last week with a vacant box one side of it. Jumped to the front, couldn't have been more impressive in beating Pipstar and Windburn Wizard. And its time of 25.94, as you said, was actually the second best on the night.
Bluard Lines was well supported in heat number three.
Yeah, very smart dog, trained now by Kelly Bravo. Bluard Lines ran very well in the Adelaide Cup Series, leading to win its heat and then leading to run second to Alan Deed in the final. His time of 26.23 was identical on the night to that of Senior Slammer. He has won three times off box four, so that shouldn't hold any fears to him in the final, except, you know, he's drawn between great dogs, but you can say that about the others too.
And then, of course, we had the performance of Ride the Rails. Now, it gave them a start and it gunned them down in the stretch.
A very rough heat. It was an excellent effort to run 26.05 because it came from fourth. The other big names in that heat were absolutely garrotted at the start, mainly Quartz Bale. But you can take nothing away from a dog that 2 weeks ago won at Sandown in 29.23, which is very quick. And then his 26.05, considering he had to come from behind, was also pretty good. He's a two-time winner from the box. He's drawn 7 off 6 starts.
Two of Tasmania's best took on each other in heat number 5.
That was unfortunate, and I hope that... I know the top 4 dogs were seeded in the series, and I would like to see the top 4 Tasmanian dogs seeded as well. Not against the top 4 national seeds, but against each other. I think it's unfortunate that Tasmania's best 2 dogs, Hellier Bolt and Buckle Up Wes, met. All credit to Hellier Bolt on the night, because Buckle Up Wes had the red, jumped equal with Hellier Bolt, from who had box 5, which is his normal bad draw in a big race. And he gathered up Buckle Up Wes just on the point of the turn, got a length and a half in front. Buckle Up Wes straightened up, then got going strongly again. It was a wonderful race to watch. 3/4 of a length, 25.96, was the 3rd best of the 8 semis. It's the 2nd year in a row Hellier Bolt's made the final. Great dog. Unfortunately, he's come up with box 6. He's only won 1 out of 7 off box 6, but he has won 10 out of 19 at Hobart over this trip.
Yeah, certainly in with a great chance from the local point of view. And then we get to race number 8, Kicking Rocks and Big Ticket. They were both well supported in the market and they fought out the finish.
Absolutely wonderful race again. Very similar to the Bolt-Wes clash. Big Ticket held the inside after Kicking Rocks just won the start. Kicking Rocks was still very strong to the line. The same margin, 3/4 of a length. 25.90 was the fastest of the 8 heats. And 10.95 to the 2nd split. Big Ticket was the only dog to break 11 seconds. Given that he's come up with box 1 and that he's had 4 starts off box 1 for 3 wins, I don't know if he can beat Dinah Villa out of the boxes, but if he gets a clear run, he might be to the 2nd split, and that would be interesting.
Yeah, certainly would. And then we've got, the big one came along then, race number 9, heat number 7. Above all, missed the start, but those who took the short odds, they were pretty worried at that point, but they didn't need to be.
Look, he's an incredible dog. I made the astounding statement that I reckon he's in the top 4 or 5 dogs I've ever seen. I'll stand by that. I don't think I've seen many better runs to get a dog into a final. You look at his time in 26.16, you probably think, well, how's he going to beat dogs that have run 25.90? But he went 1 yard in his heat and was knocked over to last spot. He drove up to 6th spot by the time they got to the 340-metre boxes and ran straight into the back of Good Odds Demon. And how he gave the leaders 8 lengths and then won by 3 3/4 is, or 3 1/4, is just amazing. I've got no doubt he's the best dog in the race by more than a length. And box 5's the big problem, although he has won his only start off box 5. But what a dog.
Then we got to the final heat. Now, we don't want to get the defibrillator out, but you're pretty excited about having a greyhound in the final again. Breaker's Tip. A huge performance in the last.
Look, it was a terrific run. His brother earlier in the night nearly got there as well, Bruni Venture, and Breaker's Tip had the luxury of box 1, but not the luxury of a last, you know, heat for him, because he's a bit of a anointer in the kennels. But he came from 5th. He ran down the dead heaters J&A and White Spyro, who were level pegging most of the way. The 26.37 was the slowest of the 8 heats. And we have no illusions about winning the final, but it certainly is wonderful to have a runner. So, if he ran in the first 4, it would be like a win to us.
Now, you've experienced the thrill of a final and also a win.
Yes, it's the 5th time Gary has had a runner in the Hobart 1000. He won it with Cudaline, ran 2nd with Ligon Leader, and ran 3rd with Young O'Reilly. So, you know, Breaker's Tip's not in their league at this stage, but he's working on it.
Well, a tremendous effort to get through to the final, and if we put the acid on you, we'll ask you for a winning trifecta in order, like no pressure at all.
Not at all. Look, I'm not going to be put off by the box draw or the early habits of Above All. I think the dog's a super dog. I've got him on top from number 1 Big Ticket. I think box 1's just a real gift draw for him. And Dinah Villa not knocking any Melbourne Cup winner, and I do expect Dinah Villa to lead early. But if the other 2 are breathing down his neck, he'll need to pull out all stops. So I'll go 5-1-2.
5-1-2. All the best to yourself tomorrow night and your brother Gary with Breaker's Tip. All the best to the club, and we look forward to hearing all about it next week.
Thanks, Shane.
Well, of course, Hobart 1000 final night coming up tomorrow night in Hobart. Headlines of the week of greyhound racing to tip us all the winners for the week. Rick Puccinelli, how are you, Rick?
Well, Shane.
What do you think of the card in Hobart tomorrow night?
very, very hard program, Shane. I think the final's a great race and it's a very even field. We'll get to that later, but I think it's a very, very hard punting program.
Okay, well, the first leg of the quaddie is race number 5. Which way are you going in the first leg?
Shane, I was taken with a dog called Moving Money. One in 30.05 at Launceston on Monday night. Russell Watts has just got this unbelievable knack of finding these Melbourne dogs and putting an extra leg on them, and they continually improve with racing. And I think Moving Money's got an outstanding chance. Two top-line Titans got a very good chance from the draw. It's been runner-up of two of its last three behind Eagle on 9 and Raz Simpson, and it'd be very competitive in this race. The big query runner's number 8, Hunter's Hero. He's won 1 from 7 at 7 from in Melbourne. He's come up with box 8. He's trained by Eileen Thomas. They'll have him primed for a first-up kill, so he will have a chance. And I thought number 5, Prince Solo. Look, I don't think he can win, but he certainly can run into the trifecta hopes because he will give him a start. He's got a big motor. He's a bit tardy early, but he's very, very strong. 7, 2, 8, and 5.
Second leg is the Bob Brown Memorial, basically the consolation final of the Hobart 1000.
Yeah, Shane, I really like 3 dogs here. I think number 2, Kicking Rocks, will be very hard to beat. He just kept coming last week behind Big Ticket. He got beat 3/4 of a length. His own individual time was 25.95. I think he'll be very hard to beat. 1, He, Kate Bell, ran a very, very good race last week, was strong to the line, comes up with box 1, clear second pick. Bruni Venture was heavily back last week. He missed the start of Tad and he ran second behind Blurred Lines. His run was very good. If he happened to find the lead, he might take a bit of running down. And a greyhound that was an awesome run last week was Walk Hard. He ran fourth, he had no luck at all, and at the halfway mark, he was a clear last, and the run fourth was an outstanding effort. 2, 1, 6, 7.
Now, Eyes on Destruction, a reserve runner in the Bob Brown Memorial. It comes up in race 7 as number 8.
Yeah, Shane, I don't think there's many hopes here. I do think that Eyes on Destruction will win the race from the draw. Number 2, Smickles, is a very, very promising young pup. He's very green. He's got plenty of raw ability, and I think he'll give Eyes on Destruction a run for its money. 6, Calamac Baz. Now, he was awesome at Devonport recently, beating Princess Gemini, winning in 25.71. A repeat performance of that run will see him go well here, and he has been placed 5 of 6, and he does need a wide draw. And I put in number 1, Revelation. Thought its run in the heat behind Blurred Lines was very, very good. Going from box 8 to box 1, you've got to include 8, 2, 6 and 1.
And then the big one of the night, the Group 1 Hobart 1000, $75,000 in prize money to the winner. Who impressed you the most last week, having looked at the box draw?
Shane, I've gone with the draw in number 1, Big Ticket. He was the only dog to break 11 seconds to the back split in 10.95. And look, not many greyhounds break the 11-second barrier, so he's got enormous mid-race speed, as we told the listeners last week, that he certainly got a very big motor mid-race. I'm putting him in on top. Dinah Villa's a desperate railer, drawn box 2, I think, second pick. I think number 7, Ride the Rails, was an outstanding win last week. Thought it was third pick. And I put in number 5, Above All. Now, his run was unbelievable last week. He actually began with him and got a check shortly after the start, and to come from where he did was just signs of a great dog. Box 5's me a little bit of a worry. Great field. 1, 2, 7, and 5.
1, 2, 7, 5 in the final, making Rick's quaddie for Hobart tomorrow night in the first leg. 7, 2, 8, 5 in the second leg. 2, 1, 6, 7. Third leg, 8, 2, 6, 1. And in the last, 1, 2, 7, and 5. What about a best bet?
Shane, we're going to see a very, very nice pup. We've seen him a bit in recent times, but I just think box 8 will really suit him. Race 10, number 8, Lakerville. I think Mickey Stringer's got a very, very promising dog, and if he ever learns to keep up early, he'll make it to top class very, very quickly. I think he's a very, very good dog. Race 10, number 8, Lakerville.
Launceston on Monday night. Well, Hancos goes around in the first leg of the quaddie, race number 5. Just looks as if it needs an ounce of luck to be the one to beat.
That's all he needs, Shane, is an ounce of luck, and he'll blow these away. He's a very, very desperate railer. He's drawn the wrong side of the track, but I think he's got many, many, many lengths on this field. I think he's the dog to beat. 3, Winkley Bent, dropping back from an invitation classes on Launceston tracks. to a grade juvenile grade 5 over the 600, I thought was second pick. Blue Tam might be one of the likely leaders, got a chance, and I put in number 2, It's Crunch Time. Slow out, runs on very powerfully, the 600 all suited. 8, 3, 5 and 2.
8, 3, 5, 2 in the first leg. In the second leg, Lily Set got the picket fence going.
Yeah, Shane, and look, its last runner broke the track record in Hobart. It's got a desperate railer in 7 in Glamour Gas. Just zoomed down the outside, me very hard to beat, and it's got the EA Medhurst polish to go with it. Clearly on top 8. I put in number 7, Glamour Gas. I thought it had no luck last week behind Great Taylors. Thought it battled on good to run 3rd. Number 1, Classic Joel. He's won 4 from 6 from box 1. He's won 1 from 1 on the Launceston track. Thought he had to be clear 3rd pick, and I think it's a long way back to the rest. Thought number 2, Pedro's Vineyard, could run a trifecta hope for the players that play the first fours. Race 6, I went 8, 7, 1 and 2.
In the third leg, Buckle Up Fletcher's one of yours.
He certainly is, Shane. He's won 3 from 7 here. And look, I keep going back to the 17th of November when he recorded 29.87 and he ran splits of 5.02, 17.62. Now, if he runs those splits again on Monday night, he will win. Number 6 on top, 8 Little Turn for 2nd, 1 Murray Bar Bar and 4 Gemstone Jack. 6, 8, 1 and 4.
And in the last leg, we've got Demi Carly going around, surprisingly beaten during the week.
Yeah, Shane, she was very, very short, and I thought she was best of good things, and she let the listeners down. But look, just from the draw, box 1 to great advantage at Launceston, clearly on top. Think the main danger, Senor Scooby. I think this is a very, very promising pup. It's in great hands with Butch Deverell, and I thought its run at Devonport on Tuesday was very, very good. They're the two that I'll only be playing in the quaddie. If you want to go wider, 5 Wattage Shrinks and 6 Maduri Nitro. I'll only be playing 1 and 2, but I also include from the trifectas 5 and 6.
So the quaddie for Launceston in the first leg, 8, 3, 5 and 2. Second leg, 8, 7, 1 and 2. Third leg, 6, 8, 1, 4. Last leg, 1 and 2, clearly ahead of the 5 or the 6. So it looks a skinny quaddie if you've got things right there in Launceston on Monday. So are we going to earn some money prior to the quaddie or after with the
No, after the quaddie, Shane. Listen, it's not tax time yet, but it's this is a pretty fair pup. Race 10, number 1, tax toy. About the $1.50, $1.60 quote will get the money. Race 10, number 1, tax toy.
Could be tax time if you haven't done it from last year. Not speaking from personal experience, of course. Now, Devonport on Tuesday. First leg is the 580-metre distance race of the day.
Shane, I went with number 2, Winburn Rush. Off me speed maps, there's a good chance that she might spear to the lead, and if she does, she'll be very, very hard to beat. 2 on top. 6 Good Odds Demons going very, very good, and he's got a very good record over the 580 at Devonport, I think, second pick. Winburn Blaze will posse up, and he's very, very strong. He's got a good record at Devonport, his third pick. And Lou James, he'll settle back, he'll be charging home, and if there's any trouble up front, he could be the swooper. 2, 6, 5 and 4.
In the second leg, we've got Night Tremors, who ran such a bold race in the Hobart 1000 heats going around.
Yeah, Shane, he's got a back up from Thursday night, but Eileen and Ian Thomas have got an uncanny knack of doing that, and I think he's clearly the dog to beat. He's got enormous mid-race speed. He sometimes can be a little bit tardy out of the boxes, but then his mid-race speed's enormous. I think he's the dog to beat. 3 on top. 1 J&A's got a super draw. I thought it was clear second pick. Aroma Pache goes very, very good at Devonport. I put in for 3rd, and I put in number 5, We Fire. A pretty fair field. 3, 1, 2 and 5.
In the third leg, we've got Sal Gray's Chatter looking for back-to-back wins.
Yeah, Shane, from the draw, I've got a tippet on top in the Christmas final. I thought it went good last week. Drawn the fence, be very, very hard to beat. 5, Sonic Fear. Didn't mind its heat win. Missed the start, zoomed around the outside. Showed very good mid-race speed, thought was clear second pick. Third pick, I put in number 4, Wattage Shrinks. It'll definitely be up there near the lead for the entire race, thought had a chance. Number 7, Blue Slugger. Now, it probably can't win this race, but look, there's a race for it at Devonport or Hobart very, very shortly. Thought it was fourth pick. 1, 5, 4, 7.
And then in the last leg, we've got the magnificent litter going around. The likes of Quick Advance and Roxy Rhythm engaged again. They ran the first 4 last week. Pipstar and also the track record holder Sing the Song. Great performance there by Bobby and Robin Grubb. Can Roxy Rhythm go back to back?
The draw says that I've put it in as my fourth pick. I've gone with the drawn doggy number one, Quick Advance. I thought it had a very good chance. Thought two, Sing the Song, was second pick. Five, Black Rip. He's a very good, honest little chaser, and he goes good at Devonport. And I put Roxy Rhythm in for fourth. 1, 2, 5, and 6.
Devonport Quadrilla on Tuesday. 2, 6, 5, 4 in the first leg. Second leg, 3, 1, 2, 5. Third leg, 1, 5, 4, 7, bringing it home on 1, 2, 5, 6 in the invitation race of the day. Best bet for Devonport.
Shane, there's a greyhound that Mickey Stringer's got in race 10, number 2, Underclass Hero. Now, he's a winner here in 25.47. He can be a bit tardy early, but I'm working on the theory that number 1, Buckle Up Barney, will hold the lead, and this dog will rail through. He's got a wide runner in 3 in Loving Lucy, and a centre of the track runner in 4 in Shadow Hammer. I just think this greyhound might settle 4th or 5th off the mat, rail through. He's a very, very powerful dog. Don't expect him to lead, but I think he'll run over the top of him. Race 10, number 2, Underclass Hero.
So race 10 is going to be our lucky race this week. Hobart, race 10, number 8, Lakerville. Launceston, race 10, number 1, Tax Toy. And believe it or not, Devonport, race 10, number 2, Underclass Hero, which just describes you perfectly, Rick. Good luck with those selections. We'll speak to you on Christmas Eve.
Thanks, Shane.